This is Akashvani, the news read by Renu Kataria. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will begin a two-day visit to Kuala Lumpur today. The two sides will review the entire gamut of ties, including deepening their comprehensive strategic partnership. India's High Commissioner to Malaysia, B.N. Reddy, has said that discussions between the two sides will focus on strengthening cooperation across key areas, including trade and economy, emerging technologies, energy and education, as both sides look to expand engagement beyond traditional sectors. More from our correspondent.
The key highlight of tomorrow's engagements will be the Prime Minister's interaction with the Indian diaspora. Salamat Datang Modiji, an event expected to draw around 15,000 people, is all set to welcome Prime Minister Narendra Modi with great pomp and show. From fusion and LED dance performances to singing programs, the event will be a major cultural showcase at the Mines International Exhibition and Convention Center organized by the Indian diaspora, the third largest in the world and home to the second largest PIO community globally. Delegation-level talks and the exchange of memoranda of understanding are scheduled to follow on Sunday. Durgesh Bhadauria, Akashvani News, Kuala Lumpur.
The President of India, Draupadi Murmu, will inaugurate the Grand Tribal Cultural Festival, Bastar Pannum 2026, in Jagdalpur today. Widely regarded as the cultural confluence of tribal heritage, the divisional level Bastar Pannum will continue till February 9. This three-day celebration of the tribal community showcases the lifestyle, beliefs, customs and rich cultural legacy of indigenous communities. India has condemned the bombing at an Islamabad mosque and condole the loss of life it has caused. In a statement, External Affairs Ministry termed it unfortunate that Pakistan is choosing to delude itself by blaming others for its homegrown ills instead of seriously addressing the problems plaguing its social fabric. The ministry said India rejects any such baseless and pointless allegations. Earlier, 31 people were killed and 170 injured in a suicide attack at a Shia religious center in the capital, Islamabad, yesterday. The ICC Men's T20 World Cup 2026, co-hosted by India and Sri Lanka, kickstarts today. The month-long tournament will run till March 8th, featuring 20 international teams competing across 55 matches at venues spread across both countries. Three matches are scheduled for today. The opening match will be played at the Sinhalese Sports Club in Colombo, where Pakistan will take on the Netherlands at 11 a.m. IST. The second match will be played between West Indies and Scotland at Eden Gardens, Kolkata at 3 p.m. Defending champions India will begin their campaign later today at 7 p.m. facing the United States at the iconic Wankhede Stadium in Mumbai. President Draupadi Murmu, Vice President C.P. Radhakrishnan and Prime Minister Narendra Modi congratulated Indian cricket team for winning the Under-19 ICC Men's World Cup 2026. In a social media post, President Murmu congratulated the team for winning the title record sixth time and remaining undefeated throughout the tournament. The President noted that the team made the country proud with its dominant performance. Meanwhile, the Vice President congratulated the team on winning the cup. Prime Minister Narendra Modi also extended his best wishes to the Under-19 Indian cricket team on winning the World Cup. Mr. Modi condemned players for showcasing their exceptional skills throughout the tournament. Earlier, India had clinched the Under-19 Cricket World Cup title for a record sixth time, beating England by 100 runs in the final of the Under-19 World Cup 2026 in Harare, Zimbabwe last evening. After winning the toss and opting to bat first, India were propelled by a stunning record-breaking masterclass from Vaibhav Suryavanshi, who scored 175 off just 80 balls. Skipper Ayush Mahatre contributed a crucial 53, while Abhigyan Kundu added 40, guiding India to a massive total of 411 for 9 in the stipulated 50 overs. Vaibhav Suryavanshi was named both player of the match and player of the series. Chasing India's imposing target of 412, England were bowled out for 311 in 40.2 overs. And that is the end of this news bulletin.